Up next, guys, I'm going to have a Am I the Asshole segment.
Yes.
I want to get your... How would you feel if you were given a goodie bag after a one-night stand?
I'd feel like I did a really good job.
Well, I hope you all get STDs.
Wait, what?
Is this racist?
if you have to ask, probably.
Well, here's the thing. All right, so at one point, I remember going to, I think you were here for this, DJ Hey Cousin. I went to a Mexican restaurant, and I remember wanting to get like a margarita, and they had like a special or something. And mm-hmm. so, I'm assuming, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But the lady, I think it was the manager. She was like, you know, we got Henny Ritas, right? And I'm like, is it racist that she offered that to me, a black patron? Because I didn't see nobody else with no Henny Ritas at that motherfucking bar. Like, why would you say Henny? Maybe I want a Corona Rita. Maybe I want a strawberry. Maybe I want what the fuck I ordered. You know what I'm saying? Was that racist? Let me know down below in the comment section if you're watching this on YouTube.
Is profiling racist?
Yes.
Then yeah. But here's the thing. And in that moment, she thought she might be able to upsell you on a Henny Rita.
And here's the thing. She was absolutely right. I got a Henny Rita. That shit was fire as fuck. What's going on, P-Silly listeners? It's your Audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast, where we shoot the shit and we can find comedy in literally any topic we discuss. This over here is our... Audible, what is it again?
Audible side piece.
Yeah, side piece. That's the perfect word for you.
Yeah. Because who doesn't love mac and cheese?
That's facts. Our Audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin on the verbal ones and twos. Do your thing.
Fick it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got some interesting things that I want to share with you guys today. One of the things is what?
How are you feeling? You feeling all right?
No, I'm fucking stressed out, man. All this is a show. I'm going through shit. No, for real. No, life is hard, bro. I'm just like, I'm not going to hold you. I had like a little mental breakdown last Friday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
I was
really?
Going to blow right past that.
Yeah.
Shit got real.
I was wondering what that crying was about.
Yeah. Me too. You know, when you have those moments in life where they just kind of slap you in the face. Sometimes you have emotional moments and you don't understand what's going on, and sometimes you know exactly what the fuck is going on, and sometimes you know and you just pretend like you don't, or you just ignore it, I guess, and try to pretend. And because I'm lucky, well, I don't know if I'm lucky or not, but I think it's lucky that I am a content creator and a producer and a comedian and an actor, and I'm doing all these creative things, so I have a lot of distractions.
Yeah,
so I'm able to put on, turn myself on, if you will. And be the character that is expected of me. It's easy.
Well, some people would say outlets rather than distractions.
Yeah.
You know, these are outlets, creative outlets to, work off some of that stress, some of that anxiety, some of that, that angst, that emotional angst that you have, and into something that's positive.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. And for me, creating, whether it's a podcast or YouTube videos or what have you, it is a therapy for me, because making other people laugh or smile or think or feel something that they didn't see before they were watching, or listening or whatever, that right there feels good. And then not to mention, you come across a lot of people who are kind of low-key going through the same stuff.
Man.
So you find like a community in that camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
You know
most
what I mean?
Most definitely.
How you doing, homie?
Hey, man, I'm dying.
Hey, yo, you know what I'm saying? We all dying inside a little bit.
Yeah, right.
It's 2025. If you're not dying, what are you doing?
I got some microplastics in me.
Oh, yeah, no facts. It's in your fish, it's in your water.
I just felt it. Yeah, but besides that, I'm doing all right.
That explains that fart I just heard.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I just felt it. I just smelt it. He just dealt it.
It was a little extra hollow, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. No, but I'm doing all right. It could always be worse. I got some... some of this, some of that, money stuff, occupational stuff, the same stuff that most of us is going through. I'm not even gonna hold you, but it could always be worse. I'm feeling good, my health is okay, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I have people around me I care about and all that stuff, and it's Goofy's here.
Yeah, Goofy's here.
You know what I mean? Sponsor,
Goofy's
not sponsor.
Covering a hole in my pants.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
Yep, he's doing his job, you know. And, you know, doing all right.
Look at my hole.
Yeah. Goofy, do your job.
Sorry. I appreciate you asking how I'm doing, man. Not a lot of people do that and actually mean it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, bro. Come on. Bring it in. I love it. So I got a couple of I got a couple of stories I want to share with you guys, and I want to get your opinion on it. Is this racist?
if you have to ask, probably.
So I have had a couple of experiences in my lifetime where you're wondering, yo, was that racist or am I just overthinking it? Is it not? You know, those moments that we have as black folk, you can't help but wonder sometimes. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes we're right and sometimes we're wrong. There are a lot of just plain ignorant people who just don't even realize the shit that they're saying. Still racist, though. But here's the thing. All right. So at one point, I remember going to, I think you were here for this, DJ Hey Cousin. I went to a Mexican restaurant. And I remember wanting to get like a margarita, and they had like a special or something. And mm-hmm. so I'm assuming, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But the lady, I think it was the manager. She was like, you know, we got Henny Ritas, right? And I'm like, is it racist that she offered that to me, a black patron? Because I didn't see nobody else with no Henny Ritas at that motherfucking bar. Like, why would you say Henny? Maybe I want a Corona Rita. Maybe I want a strawberry. Maybe I want what the fuck I ordered. You know what I'm saying? Was that racist? Let me know down below in the comment section if you're watching this on YouTube.
Is profiling racist?
Yes.
Then yeah. But here's the thing. You know, racism isn't always negative necessarily.
It's just
a very harsh stereotype, and it's like a tool, you know, and do whatever you want with that tool. You know what I mean? It's a lot of Black folks do like fried chicken and watermelon.
Pause. Isn't that fucking weird when you come across somebody black and they don't like the thing that black people normally like? That shit throws me off. It shouldn't, but it does.
I mean, I'm okay with it. It doesn't, you know, I'm not
saying I'm not okay with it.
Anything.
I'm just saying it throws me off for a second. I'm like, what you mean you don't like what? It takes me a second. Like, I respect it. But it's like, it throws me off.
You know, some Asians are really smart. And can dance. Like, real, real good.
Well, my buddy Jackson, he's smart. I don't know about the dancing thing, though.
It could probably fight. I don't know.
I wonder.
You know, some Australians do really well in nature, in the outback. I don't know.
You want to keep naming some things?
I can keep going.
All right.
All right. But it's not all bad, all right? All right? It's not. Got to pick your spots. Everything's about
some
timing.
Some white people do enjoy mayonnaise.
You know what I mean? Everything's about timing. You got to pick your spots. You know what I mean? And in that moment, she thought she might be able to upsell you on a Henny Rita.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. And here's the thing. She was absolutely right. I got a Henny Rita. That shit was fire as fuck.
Right? Right? She knows
what
she's
doing. So here's another one. Now, this one I know you weren't here for. So this is when I went to the smoke shop a while back, and I was getting some grabba leaves or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I got what I wanted, and then I got a lighter as well. And then old dude was like, hey, do you like hookahs? And I was like, yeah, you know, every now and then. I'm more of a social hookah. Like if I go to a lounge or some shit, you know.
Yeah.
He said, we just got these new electric hookahs. And I was like, well, that just sounds like a vape to me. I don't like vapes. It's not my thing. I don't like that. He goes, no, try it. And I was like, okay. So he hands me a watermelon flavored electric hookah.
Okay, I see that
racist?
I can see where
now,
one
he
might.
Was, I want to say he was Indian. And by the way, the manager of that Mexican restaurant, she was Hispanic. But this dude was Indian. I'm almost either Indian or maybe Pakistani or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Middle Eastern. Yeah. He gave me watermelon. Why was that?
Okay, see. All right. Now, were there other flavors that he had open that were for trial?
I have no idea. All I know was watermelon was offered to me immediately.
So, yeah, he just offered you watermelon.
Yes.
And, okay.
I mean, in his defense, we are in Clayton County.
Yes.
There's a lot of black folk out here. But even so. Why watermelon? Maybe I want mint. He didn't even tell me about the other flavors,
he
bro.
Did, he did. That. So, anyways, yeah,
after
that's
I bought the watermelon,
after I purchased the watermelon,
would you go get it real quick?
Where is it?
On my dresser. So while DJ Hey Cousin go gets it, I'm gonna show y'all what it is. I actually bought that motherfucker. I bought that sumbitch. I ain't gonna hold you. And in all honesty, when he sold it, he did tell me that everyone says that the watermelon one is the best one. But I still feel like you got your smoke shop in Clayton County, which is Clayton County, Georgia, which is predominantly black people. Why is the watermelon one you opened to show us? I'm just saying. Now, mind you, it worked both times. But my question is it racist? Good or bad, is it racist? Yo, Wes has returned. All right, so is it racist?
It's definitely phallic. but is it racist? I mean, it could. I mean, it might be. It might be.
Let me see it. Turn that bitch on the bottom. Yeah. Let me see that bad boy. Let me see that bad boy. Let me see that.
All right, go ahead.
Is it dead?
I don't know. Like, when was the last time you used it?
Nah, it's working.
Ah, yes.
When I was in Savannah. Is it racist? Yes and no. It's definitely marketing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's definitely good variety.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely good variety.
But is it racist? Possibly. That's some gray area right there.
Well, here's the thing. It worked on me, so we can't even hate him for that. Mm-hmm. I got some fun stuff coming up right here in the Professionally Silly Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, do me a favor and click that thumbs up button and make sure you subscribe and share this video with your friends. All right, man, you ready to get into the next thing?
Let's do it.
It's time to go ahead and get into this POC excellent segment. Let's go ahead and give one of our brothers and or sisters their flowers.
Let's do it.
Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and shout out our POC excellence human being of the week. Right here we have Miss 17-year-old Kamora Freeland, who has become New York's youngest black female pilot. Ooh. Yeah, so I got this coming from the Instagram page at National Black Guide. And it says here, flying high and breaking barriers, 17-year-old Kamora Freeland just became New York's youngest female black pilot. And she's also a birthing doula and lifeguard. Talk about unstoppable.
Wow, that's quite the trio of duty.
Oh, yeah, she'd be doing a lot of things, man. Think about that, man. To become a pilot, that takes a lot, first of all, of intelligence, a lot of time, a lot of patience. Mm-hmm. You have to get a certain amount of hours just to do that. There's a lot of math involved, science. It's not being a pilot isn't just like flipping switches. There's so much to it. Mm-hmm. And for the fact that a 17-year-old has the capability of being able to do that and take it seriously is fire.
My thing is, you know, as a 17-year-old, you have that kind of time. It's really just more so that kind of focus, that kind of like actual determination and, you know, just going down the path, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. Like just not out of all the things you could be doing with your time as a 16, 17-year-old, especially now in this ridiculous modern day and age, and there's so many options. You could be doing so many things with your time.
Yeah, she's not trying to be a TikTok trend or something.
She chose this. Yeah. And this was definitely not a bad route to go.
Yeah, man. It really isn't. We always need pilots. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not going to be a profession that we just don't need.
Yeah, till the teleporters get up and running, you know?
Yeah. Teleportation is around the corner, bro. I'm telling y'all, mark my words. You heard it here first on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Teleporting is going to be here. I say 2026.
Wow, that's pretty soon.
Next year, cuz y'all just watch. Mark my words, bro.
Yeah,
mark them right now. How would you feel if you were given a goodie bag after a one-night stand?
I'd feel like I did a really good job.
That's a good answer. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Honored.
All right, so I asked you a dope-ass question, and you gave me a dope-ass answer.
Yeah.
You said you would feel accomplished. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I would feel like I did a good job.
Like I did a good job.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What do you see in your goodie bag? If a woman was to give you a goodie bag after your one-night stand, what do you see her giving you? Why is my voice so deep?
A $20 to $50 gift card, some snacks of various kinds, maybe some more condoms.
Well, you did. I mean, you did donate one of yours to her.
You know what I mean? Thank you. Fair. You know what I'm saying? Give back what I gave, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe some tree, maybe like a gram or something, you know, something real nice. Indica, maybe. Mm.
Sidebar on this same topic.
Oh, and one of those little lemonade powder things, little
like
lemonade
emergency
powder packs, like a crystal light. Light, yeah, one of those, maybe, yeah, something
why,
like that.
Why crystal light, bro?
I mean, that's just what came to mind, but you know, something like that.
I thought you're gonna be like a B12 shot, like this says like a crystal light pack. I'm done with you. They still sell those.
I think so, maybe.
They gotta get like at the dollar store or something.
Yeah, maybe.
sidebar question. Okay, so let's say you met this honey at like a club or whatever. It was nighttime. You know the usual story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Y'all get together. Y'all bang uglies, all that. After you finish, do you leave immediately or do you stay for a nap? And if you stay for a nap, do you like stay the night? Like, what do you?
Well, that's all circumstantial. That's all based off
the type of one night stand you would have if you had the choice. Do you leave? Do you stay?
Well, see, that's the thing. I've had all the above. All the above has happened to me, but that was based off of how I got there.
What do you prefer?
Oh, what do I prefer? What do I prefer?
Like, you know it's not going anywhere.
You know, I prefer a nightcap, you know, some pillow talk. Maybe we chill out for make some food, or we just talk, or we go to sleep, you know, or around 2 or 3 or whatever. But yeah, some.
All right. Some, all right.
You know, some kind of like, you know,
round
extra,
two, three,
some,
or four,
you know,
whatever, 5, 6, you know,
but,
TKO and shit.
I'm not a big fan of like just leaving like immediately after. Yeah, usually when that's happened, there's been some outside circumstance that sort of forced the parting of through
like
some way, shape, or another. Husband and or wife comes home, you know.
Where's Wesley? As your best friend. I don't know. I think he went to space.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna be back for like 9 months.
I think he died. He'll be resurrected tomorrow. So
yeah, don't
maybe
worry about
just
it.
Come
don't
back
worry
then.
About it. He'll be back. All right, so I think my goodie bag, I think I would want, obviously, you know, a gram or two sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Give me some cash. If you don't give me cash, I'll take a Visa gift card, $25.50. I definitely earned it. If I stretched, then give me 75. Because then I did
damn,
a lot better then.
Would you not stretch?
I mean, sometimes there's no time.
I mean, you got to...
Sometimes you're too drunk. You got to do it now while you're still conscious. I don't have time. Like, hold on, baby, let me stretch.
Well, I mean, you got to stay ready. Stay ready. You got to get ready.
Yeah, well, like I said, if I stretch, 75.
Goodness.
Now that gift card and or money, that does not negate the fact I still need sustenance. You know what I'm saying? I'm not using that money for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A home cooked to-go plate.
You want a to-go plate?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
I mean.
2 fried pork chops, some mac and cheese.
What are you? What? God damn.
Yo, if I stretched, I earned it. Trust me.
I might have to. You got some references? Because this is. I didn't ask for a plate, and I'm pretty confident in my skills, partner. So you asked for a plate.
Yeah. I'm going to need a meal. Yeah.
All right. You heard him.
All right. So this idea thing, I came across this on Instagram at the @hiphop. No, was it? Oh, Hip Hop Now TV. And it says, man going viral after he sends girls that stay over home with a goodie bag. And so I don't even know how true this is or not, because I have looked this up and some of it did say it was bullshit, but it did bring up the question that I just asked, like, what would be in your goodie bag? So
didn't Barney do this on How I Met Your Mother? Wouldn't this have been that?
I would not be surprised. I mean, he had a book just for dating. It was great. I actually bought that shit. I have no idea where it is, but I do have it.
That exists? The buy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got it from Barnes & Noble.
That sounds great. Definitely got to find that.
So apparently someone tweeted this, which I don't think actually happened, but it says here, what the fuck? I couldn't wait to get to the car to post this shit. So I stayed at this dude's house, and before I left, he grabbed a bag. No, the fuck he didn't. And so then it's a Ziploc sandwich bag. And on the Ziploc, actually, it's not even Ziploc, it's Great Value. I just now saw that. Aww. It's Great Value sandwich bag.
Not a good start.
And on the white part, it says, thanks for your time, signed send. Oh, it says send off bag. So there is, looks like a bag of nacho cheese Doritos.
Okay.
Looks like a sandwich of some sort. I can't tell what's in it. $40.
Oh.
Lipton iced tea, half and half lemonade.
A whole one? Like a
whole one.
Okay, all right.
And and it looks like a bag of Swishers. Packet of Swishers. Look.
Let me see.
You see that shit? And I'll post this on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, as well as the podcast Facebook. And if you're watching it, you're looking at it now.
All right. Well, I can't tell the entrails of the sandwich. Can't tell that.
The entrails.
But that's white bread. Maybe whole wheat.
It looked like he cut the crust off.
No, the crust is on there.
Is it on there? Oh, okay. Yeah, on there. I was about to say, damn.
These Swishers are not, those are not good quality.
Those are like white owls or some shit.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Is
some,
that white owls?
Some Vega. I don't know. I don't even know what them is.
That must be like a different state.
Appreciate the Doritos, though, and the Lipton. Appreciate that.
Let me ask
that.
You this, bro. Like, what in this bag, like, if you could change one thing, like.
Well, first of all, you change presentation. Presentation is everything. All right, you at least put it in some.
A Great Value bag is kind of disrespectful.
Some kind of nice, you know, smelling bag, you know, because it's going to be, dare to do something like this.
You can go to Family Dollar and get a pack of gift bags for like $2.
A nice bag, put a little swirl on it, you know, throw a little smell good on it, you know, make it smell nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The $40 in the bag of chips, that's not a bad idea. But, you know, some moist towelettes, maybe, like some gum or
like
some
gum.
Kind of mouth refreshment kind of thing, hand sanitizer. I would do both. I would do cash and gift card. I would do something in between. Like
just got money.
If I even dared to do something like this, it would be something they wouldn't deny. Like, oh, you know what? Fuck the but all right, I'll take this. All right.
This ain't shit, but, you know, gas money.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because, I mean, let's break this down now. I mean, you've already, just you being there, you already decided that this person was worthy to some degree of the moment. So, like, anything else is, by definition, extra. You know what I mean? So, like, really, the only thing that even makes this insulting is like, well, this is how often do you do this?
Are you trying to call me a whore?
How often do you give out swag bags? I don't know if this makes me special or the opposite. So, you know what I mean? Besides that.
I already know there are probably some female listeners who are like, I can't believe they would joke that she's not a whore. Listen, bro, if you want to give me a swag bag out the door, I'm okay with that. Especially we both know this ain't going nowhere. Thank you.
And I'm just an appreciative person, so
you just
I don't.
Like free shit.
This is kind of hard to take it as an offense.
Yeah.
From the male standpoint, I mean, you know what I mean. But nevertheless, you probably just mad you ain't getting one. All right, if you're mad out there, you're mad you ain't got one. All right.
Listen to Neo's song. All right, song about it.
Go put in some work in the gym and get yourself a swag back at the end of the night or the beginning of the morning.
Ooh. I just got that. That to me second.
Yeah.
Up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, DJ Hey Cousin and I are going to be doing a cold read of a script that ChatGPT created for us. So that's going to be fun. Next, coming up right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. If you are new to this channel or maybe to this podcast, I like to have a lot of fun. I am a theater kid at heart. I have a theater degree, performance arts. That's my thing. And so I get to use my podcast to have a little fun. And so what I did is I asked ChatGPT to create a script. And the prompt was something along the lines of two people talking about an alien encounter. And then it just kind of came up like this. So ChatGPT can get kind of creative. Now, we haven't read these lines yet. So this is going to be a cold read. We're both playing two different people. And this should be interesting.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I am ready, Mike.
Yeah. Good job, bartender.
No problem, Zorg.
Yeah, you'll get it. Okay, let's see here. So pretty much we had Mike and Jerry sitting at a bar talking about aliens when an alien walks by disguised in a trench coat and sunglasses. Mike doesn't give a shit. Jerry's excited. The alien is not doing a great job pretending not to be an alien.
And the bartender just wants a tip. Just trying to get quota.
He's just trying to get this money.
He's just trying to keep the lights on, man. That's...
I'm going to go ahead and set the scene. A dimly lit dive bar. Mike and Jerry sit at a bar drinking. Zorg, a very obviously non-human alien in a trench coat and sunglasses, sits awkwardly next to them. Oh, I like that.
Mike, don't look now. But that dude next to us? Definitely an alien.
Jerry, you say that about everyone wearing a hat.
No. Look at him. Trench coat, sunglasses indoors, sipping a drink through a straw that's not even touching his mouth. Come on.
This carbonated ethanol liquid is most hydration.
I don't know. That's my alien voice. Oh, I'm Mike too. Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Todd. Human Todd, regular Earth Todd.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Classic alien cover-up name. Nobody under 50 is named Todd.
Hey, you guys gonna order more? Just harass the weird guy.
Yes, more of this beer. Also, one plate of your finest substance squares.
You mean nachos?
Yes. Nachos, the food of my fathers.
All right, I gotta ask, you from out of town or what?
Yes, I come from very out of town, specifically Cleveland.
Mike, nobody visits from Cleveland. It's happening. This is the first encounter, the first contact.
Jerry, sit down.
I should not have picked Cleveland.
Here you go, Todd.
Ah, yes. The nacho. Such sustenance.
Aha! I knew it!
For those of you not knowing, I'm eating the nachos with my ear.
As you could tell. You could tell.
All right, fine. Zorg, Todd, whatever. What do you want?
I wish to study your kind, your ways, your vibe.
You picked the worst place for that, man. All right, this bar has been closed for health violations 3 times this year, all right?
Fascinating. I shall report this to the High Council.
I think Todd here, he's had enough.
Yeah. No more, carbonated ethanol for you, buddy.
Alas, the beer was the most delicious.
So, like, what do we do? Do we call NASA? The government? Men in Black? What?
No, just we'll let him finish his nachos and then we Uber him back to his spaceship.
Does Uber accept intergalactic credits?
Only if you're tipping actual money. Todd.
What a stupid script. Mm. I loved it. Yeah, what'd you think about my alien voice?
I'm getting better with it.
Oh, yeah, I liked it. Definitely outside of the Andromeda galaxy. Definitely.
Many thank yous from my people to yours.
Yeah. maybe one of Jupiter's moons. Maybe I'm not, but I'm still new to the whole dialect.
Yeah, I know. I'm learning. I have an accent.
Yeah.
Up next, guys, I'm gonna have a "Am I the Asshole" segment.
Yes.
I want to get your next in the profession. Next. You're an asshole. All right, so I came across this on Reddit. This is really interesting, I think. They have these "Am I the Asshole" Reddit threads along with "Am I the Butt Face" as well. I don't know why there's two different threads like that, but
what's this Kidz Bop version of what?
Yeah, it is Kidz Bop version of it. You ain't lying.
Wow.
So the "Am I the Asshole" question is very interesting. It says here, "Am I the asshole for asking my friend to leave my birthday party because she brought her crying baby?" Okay, so let me read it and then we'll discuss who's the asshole. And by the way, you can let us know how you feel down below in the comment section if you're watching on YouTube.
And for the people listening / watching, like, have an answer now and then reconfirm that answer once you hear the context.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Before, I thought this. Afterward, I was like, oh.
Context is very important.
Yeah, context clues. I'm just saying words. Okay, so it says here, sorry for longish post. Actually, I look on Reddit a lot. This is actually not a long post at all. So God bless her. I, 27-year-old female, recently threw a birthday party at my apartment. It was a pretty low-key gathering, about 10 friends, lots of snacks, a couple of drinks, and just a fun night hanging out. Everything was going fine until my friend Sarah, 28 female, showed up with her 7-month-old baby.
Ooh.
Now, I love Sarah, and I know she's a mom, but I wasn't expecting her to bring the baby to a party, especially since we had planned to play games, drink, and chat. The baby started crying almost immediately when they walked in, and Sarah tried to calm her down, but she was clearly struggling. At first, I thought it was just a momentary thing, but the crying continued for almost an hour. Super loud and nonstop. It was hard to hear anything over the noise. And some of the other guests were getting visibly uncomfortable. I eventually pulled Sarah aside and asked her if she could maybe step outside with the baby or take a break in the other room until the baby calmed down. I explained that it was just hard to enjoy the party with the crying. She was clearly upset and told me that I should be more understanding since she can't just leave the baby at home, and she was doing her best to keep her calm. She ended up leaving shortly after, and now she's not speaking to me. I feel bad because I know being a mom is hard, but I also feel like it was my birthday and I wanted to have a good time without a crying baby. Some people think that I was rude for asking her to leave, while others think I was just trying to protect the vibe of the party. Am I the asshole? So what do you think? Is this person the asshole?
Do you want my answer now, or like, do you want me to like build up to it?
No, I just want you to tell me.
Oh, no.
No?
Nope.
I don't think she's the asshole either, honestly. It's her birthday. You know what I'm saying? You didn't mention that you're going to bring your baby. She invited you, but clearly you know what this is. At the very least, ask, hey, is it cool if I bring my baby? Then I can tell you no. Don't just show up with a 7-month-old screaming baby when I want to get drunk with my friends for my birthday. I know that sounds kind of fucked up, but I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
sorry.
Said it very fucked up. I ain't going to hold you.
It does.
You said it fucked up. But here's the thing. It's a birthday. Like, it's your party. You can bring a crying baby if you want to. But only your crying baby. Only the birthday
right,
person's
right.
baby. No one else's
I was like,
baby.
What?
You know what I mean? So, like, if I was bringing a kid, regardless of the age, to a friend's birthday, best believe we would have had that conversation beforehand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the fact that it didn't seem like there was any convo beforehand seems inconsiderate on her end. And it also kind of gives the illusion that, well, I got this new baby. I just want to get out. I need some girl time. You know, apparently the dad's not around.
I'll take you out another day. That's not my birthday.
I was about to go say that. I mean, who knows where the dad is in this particular scenario,
yeah.
either not in the picture or working, but whatever it is, he wasn't
in, he wasn't a part of a solution to that.
Yeah.
And apparently not enough money for babysitters.
Yeah.
So she just through that, she seemed stressed.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You might need to just do a FaceTime call. I love you. Happy birthday.
Yeah. And due to that stress, she really should have just, you know what? I'm just going to chill with this baby and we can get up another time. Yeah. Instead of like really trying to double down on, you know what, I really need to have a good time. I got this damn baby I don't know where this man is at. Oh my God. I need to have a good time. I understand. And again, I'm just going off what very little clues are in the story, but at shooting a lot of shots, but you know what I'm saying? That's the name of the game as far as being general.
Mm-hmm.
This girl is not an asshole.
Yeah, I don't think she's an asshole either. Here's my thing is like I'm not saying every parent, but a lot of parents think that the world needs to cater to them because they have kids now. Unfortunately, that's just not how the world works. I understand you wanting to include your children in things or bring them on stuff and have experience and stuff. That's wonderful. But you might want to talk to me about it first when it's also my experience that I invited you to. Okay. I don't think, again, not every parent does that, but I've met a few people who do that with their boyfriends, their girlfriend. They just bring people with them without telling people what's going on. Like, stop doing that shit.
Habitual plus one.
Yeah, stop doing that. I invited you, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend, not your baby, not your mom, not your brother. If you want to bring these people, like, talk to me first. Don't just assume, oh, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because depending on who you're bringing, the vibe is going to hella change. And people may not have fun because of it. Like, I remember we were talking about this on the Burt Show. This woman called in because she wanted help trying to explain to her friend that they were going to do a girls' trip. And mm-hmm. her friend has been dating this guy for, like, 3 months mm-hmm. and wanted to bring him on their girls' trip. And her friend was trying to tell her, no, that's not cool. You know,
you're already breaking cardinal rules of girl trip law.
Exactly. Exactly. Not to mention, like, does this guy even really want to go? Because I get it when you're new, you want to be around them all the time.
Yeah, honeymoon type shit. Yeah, I get it. But still, the scrolls say only girls on the girl trip.
Yeah, and this is also going to be like one of the last girl trips that they can really have together for a while, from what it sounded like.
Yeah.
And so we tried to, you know, help her with how to text and what to say and all this stuff. And in the end, the friend with the boyfriend was like, well, he was really looking forward to going, and I don't think it's fair that you guys would just gang up on me like this and blah, 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 blah. So then she goes, well, I hope you all get STDs.
Wait, what?
That's what she says. She entered the text. Fine. I hope you all get STDs. That's how she responded, the chick with the boyfriend.
That's some very page
so
stuff.
So then she went back and made a group chat with the other two or three friends who were wanting her not to go there, and guilted them into letting her bring her boyfriend. So now the person who actually spoke up, what the entire friend group actually wanted, was now on an island trying to figure out, is she really going to go on this trip? Mm. Is the vibe going to be weird now because of all this stuff?
I mean, of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course it's not going to be weird. It's now going to be weird.
Oh, yeah.
Plus
ones, man.
You really just blew up the whole trip, low key. You really shouldn't go. Yeah. If I was one of the friends, like, you know, I don't think she should go.
100%, bro. If that were me, I honestly would not even go on the trip. I wouldn't go with them. I'm sorry. I'm not about to, because I don't want to ruin my vibe.
After you threw that STD grenade, then you kind of, that was kind of your,
I
like,
kind of showed you who you are.
Your ticket out of there.
Yeah.
Like, that was.
And apparently this is the same kind of girl who does this every time she gets a new guy, tries to include him in every fucking thing, but excludes her friends from other shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And then the moment they break up, it's, oh, I need my girls. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those kind of situations.
Yeah, that gets very repetitive, old, redundant, and old.
Yeah.
After the second time.
Yeah. Fam, here's my thing, all right? I my love life ain't great, but I can tell you what I don't want is I don't want anyone who pretty much would, like, manipulate me in any way. Mm. For instance, trying to guilt me or get the other friend groups again. That sounds like a toxic thing. I don't even know why that
sounds
still
like
a friend.
No, that's toxic.
That's weird.
That's toxic.
That's not good. The way that she handled that conversation, I don't even know we would be friends anymore. Like, what do you hope I get STD? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm assuming she's friends with, like, one of them, not all of them, and, like, from the other side, the other two friends are like, I don't know why you keep asking her to, like, inviting her to stuff we be doing, because she's not, she stayed doing this shit. I don't know why you keep inviting her. She's not cool. I mean, she be bringing drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
No, that's not good enough.
Nah. I don't care, man. I feel like people need to remember who their friends are, because the people that you're dating can come and go. But honey, until you are married with an I do, with a ring on your finger, please, please, please do not continue abusing your friends with your manipulative bullshit just because you want your new boo to be around all the fucking time. That's crazy. Stop with the plus ones. At the very least, stop with the surprising plus ones and just ask if it's cool. And if it's not, respect it. Anyways, suck my d-
That's, she likes ending her forceful rants with a suck my d-.
Yeah, that's what I do.
She's a fan of that.
If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's I really should have asked for more goodie bags in my youth. Like after my one night stands.
Yeah, more swag bags.
Yeah, like I had a bunch.
Or you should have given some out.
Huh?
Should have given some out.
I should have. Damn it. But they always end up, it was always at their place and I left.
Hey, you can leave. You can leave while also giving out a swag bag. Here, I got some for you. Some mints, a Band-Aid, an unused Band-Aid. You might get you hurt. Some moist towelettes and some lint. Here you go. Bye.
Here you go. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
I should have just like robbed their kitchen on the way out. Y'all got some quarter water around here?
Yeah. Got a barrel? Got a barrel I can get?
Yo, professionally silly life rules, guys. Get yourself a goodie bag, okay?
Yeah.
Shout out to all the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Them bitches are sexy. They keep my lights on. I'm just playing. I'm making no money from this. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. And you understand that we're going to be here every week on Friday as long as I can do it. You're going to have a video right here on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. And you will have an audible version of this podcast, as always, on all the other podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. If this is your first time listening, be sure to binge all the episodes you haven't heard yet, because I've had this podcast since like 2018. So there's a lot of episodes for you to join in and watch. You can grow with us. Start from the beginning and join on in with all the silly from the past, from the current, and hopefully in the future.
Nice.
Thank you. All right. So check out the Professionally Silly podcast, the Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, as well as the Facebook group, Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook. You can hit us up. All of our information is down below in the show notes, our link tree. You can find all of our most used social media platforms. Everything is down there in the show notes / description box. The PO box can be found below as well. If you want to send anything, we can do an unboxing right here on the Professionally Silly channel. Once again, it's your audible boop thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And
your audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin, Wes Roberts.
Hitting those verbal ones and twos, baby. I don't know why that gets me. You didn't even do the sound, but I still heard it. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel and podcast. I'm all over. We just keep the silly all over the internet, don't we? It's where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this.
Leave them with something.
The way that we treat moths versus butterflies is like a real example of pretty privilege.
No, I see.
You see what I'm saying?
I see where you're going with that. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about that.
Use your common sense.
Yeah. Or some sort of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time you decide to join in, peace, silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. All right. Oh, shit. Ah. Oh, fuck. What? Goofy. He's trying to hang himself out of my fucking headphone cords. Jesus Christ. Oh, good. I'm glad that wasn't recording. That's enough of that.
Ooh. Ooh.
If it
had to reboot after that, huh?
You know, I was like, take a second.
Yeah.
What up, what up, what up, what up, P silly listeners. Redo that. Recording.
Yes.
Okay, so let's do a quick mic. Oh, shit, that was loud. Let's do a mic check. Until next time you decide to tune in, peacefully listeners. I just lost my mind. I lost my, watch my step. I do that every time. I do that every fucking time, but only in the video. I never miss it. Redo.